and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Vicky Soto was one of the teachers that lost her life 5 years ago at the Sandy Hook tragedy. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. And 5 years later, here we are. We're honoring all their legacy today. And joining us, it's Jim Wiltsey. He's Vicky Soto's cousin. He's also a Fairfield police officer. And he's the race director of the Vicky Soto 5K.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I appreciate you guys having me in today, and thank you very much for recognizing today's very special in all of our lives.
Absolutely.
Thank you for making the trek in today.
We definitely appreciate it.
And I know you've got some events going on today, but thank you for making the time on really, you know, we were talking about it here off air earlier, is that this is really one of the larger events that goes on annually now at this point, and it's certainly well known, and it continues to grow and grow.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about Vicky as a family member?
Absolutely. So Vicky's passion was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Since she was a small child, she's always wanted to be a teacher. She was excellent in education, loved to read, had double majors, and she finally got her dream job.
Right.
She unfortunately passed doing what she loved to do. That was her passion. So after the incident, we collectively got together and said, okay, well, we're going to continue to honor Vicky through her legacy and love for education. And that's what brought us here today.
Yeah. And the Vicky Soto 5K is huge. Can you talk about how the organization came about and how all the effort you've put behind it to make it so successful every year?
Absolutely. So the Vicky Soto Memorial Fund is a nonprofit, and our 5K is our anchor event. And the first year I said, okay, well, let's just throw together a 5K. How hard could it be? And I was hoping we'd get maybe 500 people. Well, year one brought us to 1,500.
Wow.
And we just celebrated 5 years, November 4th. And the 5K was on Vicky's birthday, which was November 4th.
Mm.
We had
over
four.
Must be very special.
It was a great day of celebrating, you know, and remembering Vicky. But that event brought in over 4,000 people.
Wow.
And $127,000.
It's incredible, really.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I see that you guys do a bunch of scholarships and so forth. But let's talk about kind of where that money goes and what the good becomes of these things.
So our foundation runs on love. I told you guys that earlier. We have no paid staff. All of this money is given back through educational scholarships. We have a Miss Vicky Literacy Legacy Project where we provide mentor books for the entire region for school-age children, K through sixth grade. And mentor books are simply anti-bullying, a book that has a message.
Sure.
Those are purchased for the region. We have renewable scholarships now where we form a relationship with the student that wins the college scholarship that wants to go on to higher their education and become a teacher like Vicky was. And we renew their scholarship through their entire academic career.
Yeah, which I saw is, that. That's
which
incredible.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
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 Because, you know, you get to learn about that student and you build a bond with them.
Right.
Right.
So we do it two for the town of Stratford, where Vicky was from,
mm-hmm.
one from the state and one nationally now because we've grown in size. So we've really been afforded a unique opportunity to touch many, many college age kids as well as elementary school kids, and it's been a lot of fun just to see the smiles on the faces of the kids when we have our little book drives in Stratford. And teachers, you know how hard it is for teachers to purchase supplies.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah.
They come, they swap books, parents come that can't afford books. We just provide books to teachers and students, whoever needs them. We do annual book drives. We've partnered with the Stratford Library. We do a lot of work with them through literacy programs. It's just been, you know, it's a snowball effect, really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the amount of love and support we've gotten is unbelievable.
When we talk about the Vicky Soto 5K, too, it's like, you know, okay, you think of a race, but it's become so much more than that.
Right, right. Like a family event
day.
For everybody.
It is. excuse me. We get a lot of walkers. You know, the word 5K or the term 5K is kind of scary
right.
to some people. So I try and advertise it or promo as a family fun 5K/walk.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an epic event. I was saying earlier, it's kind of like a wedding. You spend your entire year planning and organizing, and then it's over in 4 or 5 hours. But it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, this year we had cupcake trucks out of New Haven. We had we did over 350 pizzas, 600 pounds of steak tips from 99.
Yeah, so clearly not everybody is running.
Right. Well, and, right. Well, I provide beer and pizza. So that's a motivation to finish the 5K.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to have more with Jim from the Vicky Soto 5K, Vicky's cousin, and talking about, one, as a police officer in Fairfield, how their training programs have changed since the Sandy Hook tragedy. And also, what is up with the flamingos? When you think of Vicky Soto, you're always thinking about the flamingos. It's coming up next right here on Star. Today marks the 5-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy, and throughout the morning we're honoring those that we lost, and we're talking about their charitable organizations and all the good that has come from it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of things that have changed as well too. So not only the good that's being put out there in the world, but the way that we handle things.
Right. Jim Wiltsey, he's the race director of the Vicky Soto 5K and also Vicky's cousin, and he's been joining us. And coming up next, he's also a Fairfield police officer. And we're going to talk about how the training has changed for the police officers since the tragedy. It's next on Star. 5 years ago today, we had an awful loss here in Connecticut. It was the Sandy Hook tragedy. And all day this morning on Star 99.9, today's Best Mix, Raven and I have been trying to remember all the good that has come out of this, all the charities and the positive. And joining us, it's Jim Wiltsey. He's Vicky Soto's cousin. And he's also a Fairfield police officer and the race director of the Vicky Soto 5K.
Yeah, it's a huge event, obviously, out there that over this past year, falling on her birthday in November, you had nearly 5,000 people, well over 4,000 people there. It's grown every single season. We've talked a lot about the scholarships that the Vicky Soto Fund take care of and the great work that they're doing there and with area children here. But, you know, Jim, talking about how as it pertains to law enforcement and safety and security, how has it changed the way that you guys, you know, handle training and the things that you do?
Well, I think it's important to recognize, you know, they say out of tragic incidents come positive things. Mm-hmm. And as a state, the way we train to respond to incidents like that, that Sandy Hook had an impact on the way we do things and the way we operate as an agency, and in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I think we're better equipped and better trained to respond to something, God forbid it should happen again, but it has allowed us the opportunity to put officers in the street with the tools and knowledge on how to deal with a tragic event like that. And you know, we train in a positive way now. It's definitely had positive impact on the way we train as officers.
I think even as a parent myself, is that after the tragedy happened, I started looking at things that I never thought of before. Like, how does my school lock the doors? Do they have somebody there security? Yep. And I think mm-hmm. that across the board, not just in Connecticut, of course, across the country, that's really become top of mind, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a parent myself. And are my kids going, are they safe? And yeah. I know because of my part that I play in law on the law enforcement side is that, yes, our board of eds, our teachers are trained on what to do. I'm sure everybody listening, their kids now have lockdown drills.
Yep.
You know, when you and I are kids, we had fire drills.
Right.
And that was cool because you get to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And now I come, you know, my 8-year-old comes home and talks about, oh, we had a lockdown drill and we had to be quiet. You know, it's sad, but unfortunately in today's society, it's a good thing that our teachers and educators and law enforcement people are recognizing the fact that we need to educate and train and be aware.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. It's smart.
Really, it prepares you, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Yeah. You know, we learned a lot of things after 9/11.
Right. Yeah.
And it helped us.
Right.
And prepare for the next bad thing.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's a stepping stone to make us better as a society to be aware and how to react in, God forbid, something like that happens again.
Well, it's definitely one thing to conceptualize and plan for something, but it's something else, of course, to train for it. And so, you know, that's pivotal. It makes total sense.
Right.
These
right.
people need to drill. The teachers, you know, they're doing the drills that they need to do to stay on top of this thing because, you know, panic mode can change things.
The guys and girls that I train take it very seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we have fun, but what they take away from it is the edge above, you know, the bad guy, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, we're ready to rock and roll.
I have to say, I feel, sending my daughter to school, I feel safer now than I've ever felt. You know, I don't blink an eye, and I know that she's safe. And I think that has a lot to do with the police enforcement and all the things that have been put into place.
Right. And, you know, it's hard for some parents. It's hard to grasp that concept And it's sad that we have to live like this. But, you know, I look at it in a positive way. Preparing, mm-hmm. educating, awareness. Mm-hmm. You have to look at it that way and embrace it.
Right. I got to ask you a question, Jim. I know that the next Vicky Soto 5K has already been planned for November 3rd next year. We're getting excited for that.
Yes, the lot is reserved.
Yeah, what is what's up with the flamingos? Whenever I think of Vicky, I immediately think of the pink flamingo.
Right, so obviously, the pink flamingo was Vicky's favorite animal, favorite bird. Mm-hmm. So that has kind of been our trademark, if you will. Mm-hmm. We have thousands of flamingos, plastic yard flamingos that line the course. I have a flamingo deployment team the day before, and we put out, I think I have 800. Every year we seem to lose some soldiers.
Right. Well, some people want to hold on to them.
Yeah.
Hold on to them.
You know, it's funny because I drive through Lordship 2-4 weeks after the event, and I'm like, oh, there's a flamingo in someone's yard.
Right.
It's still there.
Left behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So every year we have to add some more to our inventory. But yes, the 5K route is lined with hundreds of flamingos. Our logo, the shirt that I'm wearing today, has a flamingo on it. And it's actually the drawing was designed by one of Vicky's best friend's friends. Her name is Rachel. Mm-hmm. And she drew this flamingo, and the leg is a number 4.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, all these little things have bring some meaning. Live, laugh, love, which was the mantra that Vicky lived by.
Right.
So it's all positive things.
Yep.
Number 4 is her birthday, by the way, which our 5K actually fell on Saturday the 4th this year. Hence the cupcake trucks.
Yeah, right. And I know tonight there's a special memorial going on as well, right?
Yes. So the town of Stratford has stepped up. We just have a new mayor, Laura Hoydick. Mm-hmm. And tonight is about celebrating and remembering Vicky, and we're going to pay special tribute to the first responders, not only what they bring to the table to keep us safe every day, but the amount of love and support that they have provided for us in order for us to keep the legacy of Vicky alive and move forward with this 5K mm-hmm. and the fundraising events that we hold throughout the year has just been outstanding. Mm-hmm. So we're going to recognize them tonight as well.
Jim, we want to thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it, and we love all the positivity you've brought to the memory of Vicky Soto.
Thank you guys very much for recognizing us and, you know, keeping everyone aware of what's going on today and celebrating today and remembering everyone that lived through that terrible
Absolutely.
Event.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for being with us.